I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Inflation has been a constant pain for businesses and consumers since the pandemic recovery ramped up. And no metro has been immune. Wichita, though, has maintained its steely reputation for affordability. That's according to a Business Journal's review of data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis Regional Price Parity Index, which reflects how costs compared between metros in 2022. The journal analyzed the nation's 100 largest metro areas. The index shows how costs compare in a metro compared to the national baseline of 100. That means a metro with an index of 90 would be 10% more affordable than the national average, for example. The data also includes specific index scores for the cost of housing, services, and goods in each metro. So, all that being said, Wichita ranked as the third most affordable city, only falling behind Little Rock, Arkansas, and McAllen, Texas.
A Wichita interior design company has begun a merger and plans to expand outside the Midwest. Thomas Gray Interiors, an interior design company at 121 North Mead, focused on residential interiors, has announced a merger with 310 Architecture, a full-service firm with a portfolio predominantly of commercial work and offices in Wichita and Chandler, Arizona. The merger is expected to be completed in January. The two companies will form Gray 10, an architecture and interior design company with Thomas Gray's Rachel Thomas Murphy and 310 Architecture's president, Chad Glenn, and CEO Chelsea DeLay Cotton as co-founders, three of them. Thomas Murphy told the Wichita Business Journal she's been working with Glenn over the past 7 years. She and Glenn are co-owners of a dental office remodeling company in Wichita called T3 Design. That's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. A global war against inflation has largely been won, and at surprisingly little cost to economic growth, the International Monetary Fund has declared. In its latest assessment of the global economy, the IMF predicted that worldwide inflation will cool from 6.7% last year to 5.8% this year and to 4.3% in 2025. All right, 7:53, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and today is National Boston Cream Pie Day.
Well, that makes me think of our dear departed friend, Bill Roy.
Was that his favorite?
He loved Boston cream pie.
Well, it's the cake. It's
former editor of the Wichita Business Journal.
He said, "We're celebrating a cake with an identity crisis. Boston cream pie is a chocolate-frosted, custard-filled cake that is loved by millions, but we call it pie. The Boston cream pie." So that was Bill's favorite.
Roy's unquestioned favorite. He always got excited when we brought up Boston cream pie.
He was
bless
there
his heart.
That. Yeah. All right. We miss him every day.
Yeah, we sure do.
Bill worked, and he did. Of course, he was the editor of the Wichita Business Journal for many years. And what a – I'll tell you, he had that paper humming. There's no doubt about it. And he was on with us.
Yeah, he came on with us twice live every morning the Business Journal update. And it was always just a fantastic segment.
Yeah.
And it was great to get to talk with him twice a day, every day, for many years.
How many years we did that? 15 or 16?
At least, yeah. If not more, yeah.
And then he succumbed to ALS.
Yeah.
So we miss him every day, Bill. And
well,
Boston cream pie.
Have a Boston cream pie if you can find one in honor of Bill Roy.
There you go.
That's the trouble. You can't really find a Boston cream pie. It's not one of those things that's everywhere. You have to go search for it.
All right. There's an apple pie down there
in
the break room.
Yeah.
From yesterday.
No one touched that. I wonder who bought that apple pie.
I don't know.
No one even touched it.
Ted, your cornbread was very popular.
My cornbread.
Was that yours?
I brought the cornbread and butter and honey, and I thought no one's going to touch this.
Oh,
and
wow.
That stuff was gone.
What was weird about it was it was all there for like some time. And then once the first person
dug into it, then
that
everybody.
It's gone now. Let's take a look at Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
All right. We will be talking college football tonight, the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show with head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It's an in-state rivalry week. 16th-ranked Kansas State hosting Kansas on Saturday night. Wildcats are a 10-point favorite at home. K-State has defeated the Jayhawks 15 times in a row.
Ooh, ouch.
Getting into this one on Saturday night. But they'll talk about it tonight on the Coach Klieman Show, 7 o'clock on KFH. All right, high school girls golf on a record hot day in Kansas, wrapping up the state championships yesterday. So let's go to the big schools in Class 6A, taking place in Cary Park and Hutchinson. It's not hard to figure out who the individual champion was. She's won it every year of her high school career now. Kinsley Jones, the senior at Mays. She shot a 2-under par 69 yesterday and won it by 3 strokes. She won the state title all 4 years as a high school competitor. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Wow, she's a pretty good
Only
golfer.
Only the third female golfer to ever do that in the state of Kansas.
Really?
And, of course, she's got it in her DNA. Her grandfather is Greer Jones.
Greer Jones, there you go.
Legendary Wichita golfer. So, Kinsley Jones, 4-time state champion, senior at Mays, and she finished it up with another state title yesterday. Let's go to college volleyball. McPherson is ranked number 20 in the nation. They win again. Sweep on the road at Central Christian, 3-0. The McPherson volleyball team ranked number 20 in the nation. 10 wins in a row. Now 21-5 on the season and tied for first place atop the conference. If you want to go watch some soccer tonight, got home action for Friends University hosting Ottawa. The men at 5 p.m., the women afterwards. Both the Friends men and women soccer teams have winning records in conference play heading into tonight. All right, last night, opening night in the NBA.
The Celtics received their championship rings, raised banner number 18, and then dominated the Knicks on opening night of the NBA season. Boston beat the Knicks 132-109, tying an NBA record by knocking down 29 three-pointers. The Celtics missed their last 13 attempts from beyond the arc while trying to break the record. In the second game of the night, history was made. With 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter as the Lakers and Timberwolves faced off in L.A., second-round draft pick Bronny James and 4-time NBA champion LeBron James checked in. The two became the first father-son duo to play together in an NBA game. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And in that Lakers game, the Lakers beat the Timberwolves 110-103. And in the starting lineup for the Lakers, former Wichita State Shocker Austin Reeves, 12 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. He was 6-for-9 shooting from two-point range. They've done inside the arc. The Lakers are off to that 1-0 start. And a happy birthday today to an interesting guy. Kendall Gammon is 56 years old today. Wichita native, played football at Rose Hill High School. Played football at Pittsburgh State, where he won a national championship with the Gorillas. Then played 15 years in the National Football League, the final 7 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. He was the center and the long snapper. And then he went and he was a longtime member of the Chiefs radio crew for several years after that. How about that? The Wichita native, Kendall Gammon, football star. It's his birthday. He is 56 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. It's located in northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
That long snapping is pretty much like throwing a forward pass, only you're bent over and throwing it between your legs.
Exactly.
And you got to make sure you get the guy, hit the guy right in the hands every time.
Well, Kendall Gammon was really
good
at that.
Very
good.
He was
very adept at that. Yep.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Peanut allergies. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS is brought to you by Yisley Financial Group.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.